Coach, one game down and one victory here. Kind of an interesting game of sorts, I guess. Don't know what to expect here you're going to face coming in, but you had an opportunity to play a lot of players.
That's what I'm doing every game. I mean, that's my team. I said it, you know, last week that I've got 14 guys all deserving to play, and you know what? They all like each other, and I don't have guys complaining. And my whole theory on this is if you play as hard as you can in 2 to 3 minute stretches, you need a break. And I think there's obviously games, but I mean, like with my team, you don't know who my best player is. I think last year Springer and Anderson stood out, but as much as those two helped us, they hurt us in other games. And I don't think I have one guy that hurts us because, I mean, we didn't shoot the ball well today and we still put up 91. We missed 12 free throws, and I think this team's going to be an 80%+ free throw shooting team. And, you know, obviously we were big on the rebounds, but a lot of that came late, but you know, I mean, every guy bought in on defense, and they're trying to do what we ask everywhere, and they're executing what we're doing. And, hey, that's the same team that played last year's team to 11 points, and we beat them by 40, you know. So I got nothing to be mad about. I want to get back and watch the Hatchet game now. So
Well, we'll keep you here too long, but you had a double-double there. Deontay Jones making his debut for you. A nice afternoon for him underneath there with 11 rebounds and 10 points.
He could have had about 30 if he could get a layup to drop for him. But, but we knew he was good. You know, he's a Division I transfer. He was at the University of Wyoming. So when we got him, I knew how good he could be. I said from the get-go he was a double-double guy if he wants it. And that's probably only playing in, you know, they have him for 11 minutes. You know what I mean? If you look at it, I had every guy but one played double-digit minutes on this team. And that one guy had 9 minutes still, you know. And, I mean, what do you do? I mean, literally everybody scored. Everybody scored besides, you know, Caleb, which he misses a dunk. But, you know what, we all know. I mean, Caleb at least is learning. You know, I had to try and put him on Carson Conradi because Carson was an all-conference player.
Yeah.
And I know how good Carson is, and Carson's in shape. He's every bit as in shape as we are. And, you know what, I challenged Caleb. And, you know what, he did a great job in the second half. First half struggled, but Caleb's never had that challenge. And obviously, you know, in high school, he wasn't going to guard the best player on the other team. Well, with us, I think he's capable. So we're just going to keep challenging him. So I was happy with every single guy on our team.
Yeah, making that transition out there to a little bit different position was a tramp there. But, yeah, he had some nice performances as well. I thought Gage Loy, he looked pretty good. And he's one of those nice utility players off the bench for you guys.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Last year we had to start him a lot. And I'll be honest with you, with this team, I don't know who's going to start day to day. Today I felt like I needed to start five sophomores and – you know, and I went with that. And tomorrow I might start some freshmen and mix it up because every one of these guys works so hard in practice that, you know, it's my first time I've ever had a team where I'm feeling like, wow, these guys actually get it as a team and there's no selfishness. You don't see selfish shots. You don't see selfish plays. And so, you know, I'm happy. It's a good start to the season.
Yep, tomorrow it is KSU Salina. They're getting set to tip off here with Colby shortly, and I think it's about probably a few of the same players from that team as last year as well.
Yeah, we're just going to keep getting better every day. I mean, you sign up to sign a contract to come to these. Sometimes, you know, you don't know who you're playing, and you find out later on. At the end of the day, the key is just finding a way to keep getting better. I told my guys sometimes I'm madder after a blowout win than I would be in a close loss. Just because I want us to get better at every second, you know. And I think the guys tried to respond to that tonight because there was many opportunities they turned down where they could have taken quick shots and they didn't.
Is it, with some of these games, is it more about your own team than it is maybe the opponent?
I'll be honest, I've been dreading that game since I found out we played them based on last year. But I shouldn't have because I have a whole different team that I think defense is important to this team. They've bought into what I've been teaching them. And frankly, we shoot the ball better. I know we didn't shoot it great tonight, but at the end of the day, I still think this team's going to be a 40%+ three-point shooting team.
All right. Well, great start to the season, a 91-47 win for you guys. And once again, Coach, I'll let you get down to the Hatchet game and have fun there and stay dry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.